Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dell Alston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Pruitt moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Davis reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Lizcano reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lizcano moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston bunts towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lizcano is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 0 for 1 in the game. Alston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Alexander scores. Rosello moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alston moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pruitt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Brewers. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lascano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wolford scores. It's 8-3, Brewers. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alston hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wolford is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-4 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Cliff Johnson. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.